Chief of Inspiration. The reason I bring that up, not just because Ash Barty has announced that yesterday, and Optus has announced that on her behalf, is that because it's not the first Chief of Inspiration role in elite sport that I've come across. Because Sean Grigg, I believe, has that title at the Geelong Football Club these days, the Chief of Inspiration. He's on the line. Good morning, Grigger.
Good morning, Arthur. Good morning, Marty. I wonder where you're going to go with that.
Are you, in fact, the Chief of Inspiration down there at the Cattery?
Oh, I can't claim that, can I? No, I don't think so. It's been good fun, though. One of our other Breakfast Club members, Isaac Smith, he's down there too, so we have a bit of fun together.
I'm sure you do. That'd be a good conversation between you two. Things are going pretty well down there, Sean, at the moment, so leading into a finals campaign. You've signed up the minor premiership, although there's a little hiccup with Jeremy. Are you as confident as Chris that that won't affect his finals campaign?
There's always the odd thing that comes up in footy boys, isn't there? So, Jez obviously, you know, just felt that hammy late in the game. And we're confident that he'll get up. That's the information we're getting from the medico. So, it's looking okay so far.
How different is life at Geelong and through a successful period and a successful year like they're having at the moment to when you're at Richmond in those times? Is it a different vibe? Because they always tell us that Geelong's just different. The way that they operate and run the program and the environment down there, just from a geographic perspective, just life's different.
Yeah, obviously it is. Yeah, away from Melbourne being a regional town, there's a lot of advantages compared to the city, I think. So it has been a lot of fun. But the one thing that is common amongst the sort of successful teams that I've been a part of is just the will to win and the team first attitude. So that's something Geelong's been really renowned for over the years. And we're playing a sort of an even brand of footy this year too.
You've obviously come from a successful footy club, so you know how to win premierships. But what have you learnt about football that perhaps you didn't know since heading down the highway?
Yeah, probably learning of, two successful coaches in their own right. Whitey, from Dimmer firstly, and now Scotty. Yeah, the tactical side of the game. Obviously, Scotty is really renowned for that. The way he can limit the opposition, but then also, play his own game as well. So I've learned so much from both of those guys, and also a number of assistant coaches that I've been really fortunate enough to have along the way. There's a couple of guys coaching now, Craig McRae and Lepper and Blake Carousella, Ben Rutten. There's a whole host of guys that I've been fortunate enough to be involved with.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm interested in the way Chris coaches, but also the way he delegates, because he's talked a bit about this, and maybe it's one of the improvements with Geelong, the way that you work, not necessarily as line coaches, but work in unison as a group of coaches to get the best result possible.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's probably forced upon us a little bit with the soft cap reductions and having less coaches. So a little bit of a smaller team, means you sort of have to have an eye on a few different areas, really. And the way we sort of see it and work together is we need all 18 players, in attack and defence. So for us, it makes sense having input in all areas of the game. And and now sort of we've got the less coaches, and one of Scotty's strengths is the delegation. So, through experience for not just myself, but James Kelly, to have a hand in, training and meetings and all those things has been really beneficial.
Has it increased your appetite to want to increase your role in football club life from what you've experienced the last couple of years?
I'll never say never, half. One thing that personally that when I throw myself into, I go all in. So wherever that takes me, I've got no idea. I'm not sitting here saying I absolutely am desperate to be a senior coach. I'm just I'm really happy just learning and growing and enjoying myself at the moment. So I've got no plan or aspirations that I definitely want to be a senior coach, but as long as I'm learning and growing and enjoying myself, and I really enjoy helping helping the players get to where they want to get to and improving not only on the field but off the field too.
So can you explain to our listeners exactly what your role is as an assistant coach? Because we see you in the box, and most of the time at least I see you sitting right next to Chris Scott. So take us through exactly what is unfolding in the coach's box and what you're responsible for.
Yeah, we work really closely together. In the box, we've got Scotty, myself, Nige Lappin, and James Kelly. So it's sort of just an ongoing, really, conversation about how the game's going. What's working, what's not, what the opposition are throwing at us. you know, rather than just, you know, looking at the, you know, the singular lines or just one area. So, yeah, so like I sort of mentioned before, you know, it makes sense because, you know, we need everyone in attack and defence and around the contest. So, you know, it's, yeah, as an assistant coach, our role is, to throw things up to Scotty and, ultimately he'll make the final call on things. So not every time he says yes, obviously. So, yeah, it's just good to good experience to be up there with those guys.
When he says no, is it like gruff or is it gentle?
It sort of depends what's going on in the game. As assistant coach, you can't get too down with if your ideas get shut down. It's part and parcel of the role. You just got to move on and keep on trucking.
hey, Huff, you don't want to... We talked to a coach the other day when an assistant coach offered some advice and the response back was, what for?
No, you don't want to be having that
what
one.
For?
Have that one come back at you. No, you do not. Hey, we've touched on the Richmond sort of success you were a part of, but you also rode shotgun to some great players. Paddy Dangerfield plays game number 300 this week for the Cats, well, for his career. He's the 99th player in the history of the game to do it, which is a little quirk as well, which is nice. What's he like compared to Koch and Dusty and Jack and those champions that you play with at the Tigers? What's Paddy Dangerfield like? What makes him great?
Oh, it's just his will to win and, the will to impose himself on games. They all sort of, all those guys you mentioned in that upper echelon, they've all just got that real competitive nature about them. He's finally in tune, with his body and what he needs to do and how he needs to play. So, he's been an amazing player over a long period of time, and even playing against him was extremely difficult. So, to now be able to coach Paddy and work with him, it's a real pleasure.
He said publicly, and he said it yesterday, I think as well, that clearly there is one thing missing on the resume and then CV, and that is a premiership. But that doesn't define him, and nor it should, just by the way. But do you think that's what drives him now?
I think it's definitely be one of the things that drives him is that team success. He's just a pro. Like, he just wants to get the best out of himself all the time. And, the way he's played the game over a long period of time is that combative style. He's done so well to reach, 300 games and have longevity. It's a real credit to him.
Of all the players that you're now coaching, have you got a different view of any of them, considering, you've played against so many of the guys, whether it's a Hawkins, half mentioned Dangerfield, you've got Blitzavs, Isaac Smith. I'd be interested in your thoughts on whether any of the you've changed your mind on any of them.
Not so much changed my mind, probably just, confirms what, you sort of think as an outsider when you meet those guys. Geelong are blessed with a number of good players and good leaders, and a few that come to mind. And, Tom Stewart, sort of emergence of that real leader and general of that back line. He was always a good player playing against him, but the way he wants to lead and drive the team, it's pretty impressive too.
Sean Griggs from the Cats joined us ahead of the game against the West Coast Eagles on Saturday at the Cattery, 4:35. Check your local guides. Paddy Dangerfield's 300th. So how do you play this last round? Is it because we've seen the last month or so that some of your more experienced players in particular have been managed in and out of the team? Do you do that this week, or because there's the bye next week that you go all in?
Yeah, it's always a difficult one with the pre-finals bye, and then also the position we find ourselves in the top four. If you're lucky enough to win that first final, you get the extra week off again. So, there's always those conversations between us and our medical staff and our fitness staff. What's the best prep for each individual? And we're in a fortunate position that we've got a number of guys wanting to put their hand up, and the depth that we've got that could play in the 22-23. There's a lot of guys, so we'll be going in really focused on playing our style that we want to continue on for a number of weeks, so we won't be taking the Eagles lightly, that's for sure.
Who's the lolly stealer from the coaches?
The lolly stealer?
Is there a lolly stealer? Is there someone who eats more lollies than others?
Well, Eddie Betts, he has a lolly jar on his desk, and Being part-time, his desk is not manned always, so it's pretty nice to sneak in there and grab a lolly every now and then.
Righto, good. Oh, I just like the fact that there's a lolly jar somewhere.
They have salad rolls in the coach's box at Geelong.
The bomber's still eating after all those years. Sean, we wish you the best of luck this week for the Cats. I shouldn't have too many troubles, I wouldn't have thought, at home against the West Coast Eagles, but good luck. It's been a great year for them and for you, and hopefully it continues through the finals campaign. Appreciate chatting.
Nice to talk, half a mighty. Cheers.